Let's go to Dave in Germantown. Hi, Dave. What'd you get kicked out of that's not a bar?
I got kicked out of a Toys R Us store when I was much younger.
Because you were riding the bikes.
I was. Yep. In my defense, it's in the theme song for Toys R Us. They literally say they got a million toys at Toys R Us that you can play with.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah. And so,
From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is. Yeah.
And so I was actually taking them up on their offer, playing with some of the toys as a less mature version of myself, and they kicked me out.
How old were you, Dave?
And I will say, how old was it when it happened?
Yeah.
20. I was old enough to know better.
You're 20. Okay, you're not five.
I think that's the point there, that you weren't exactly a child when it happened.
Yeah.
So,
right. But, and the band was for life.
You're 20-year-old, what were you playing with? Oh, you're riding bikes, right? You're riding bikes as a 20-year-old?
We were riding the bikes around the store.
Yeah.
How can they ban you for life? Was it all of the Toys R Us's or just the one that used to be on 27?
Just that one location. It was the one that was at Northridge.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
You know what? I'm making fun of you, Dave, but I was a little bit younger. We were maybe about 15, and this just reminded me of it. We went to one of those sports stores that had basketballs and like everything, and they had a hockey goal set up with, you know, with pucks, and you could grab a stick, and we started playing hockey at like 15 in there, and my one buddy hit a shot that went straight into the ceiling, and we were asked to leave, too, and to not come back. But that stuff's out there to be played with. Not for life. I don't recall for life. And that store has since been out of business. So screw them then.
Right? Who gets the last laugh? Not you.
Dave, thanks for calling. Appreciate the story. Well, let's go to Maureen in Oconomowoc. Hi, Maureen. Where were you asked to leave?
I was asked to leave the Louvre in Paris.
The Louvre?
The actual Louvre?
What were you doing at the Louvre that was inappropriate?
We had a family vacation. Unfortunately, we got to travel through Europe. We made a detour to the Louvre. And despite the armed guards and the red velvet rope and the numerous signs saying no flash photography of the Mona Lisa, my father decided to take a flash photo of the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
And I kicked you out. I remember that vividly. That's a pretty big deal at the Louvre, though. I was there once.
But don't they have the Mona Lisa in a box, kind of, like a shield? And so you can't protect that from flashes or whatever? Get out of here.
Tomatoes and stuff
right,
at it for
come
protesting.
On. The flash is the least you need to worry about.
Let's go to Joe in North Prairie. Hi, Joe. Where did you get kicked out of? Not a bar is what we're looking for.
There was a porn shop at Waukesha.
Okay, Joe, you got to be fully clothed when you're in there, sir.
We were. It was clean. We were going for a fairly good reason.
I meant like you didn't have shoes on. Get your mind out of the gutter. All right, Joe, what happened?
So we were just looking for those playing cards for, like for bowling.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
Standard bowling nudie cards. Half the teams have those.
So they had a whole glass case full of bong. They were calling them, they were pipes for tobacco use only.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I just called. I said, oh, look at all the bongs. And she snapped. She said, you can't say that, sir. And I said, say what? And she said, the word bong. And I said, so I, of course, played the parents and said, bong, 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 bong. She said, that's it, you're out. And I said, what do you mean? She escorted me out of the porn shop.
That's great. You got kicked out of there without nothing to do with the pornography at all.
Right? Nope.
It had nothing to do with that. I just happened to, said, hey, look at all those. And then I did the meet the parents thing, and that was it.
So you didn't get the playing cards then? You had to go somewhere else?
They actually didn't have them.
Yeah, so
weird.
That worked out then.
Huh.
Let's go to Dan in Brookfield. Hi, Dan. Where did you get kicked out of that's not a bar?
It was AmFam Field or Miller Park right around that time.
Unsure of the name. What'd you do?
So the wife and I were having relations.
Oh, damn.
Did you make the news?
We did not make the news.
Okay.
Where are you relationing? In the Euchre seats?
So, yeah, there's like a vendor stand that wasn't being used, and it's in between the back of that stand and the outfield wall, the glass wall.
Oh, okay.
There's a little bit of space. Okay.
Yeah, you're a sneak back there.
Wow. America's pastime.
A little, excitement for you.
Right?
Let's do it in the ballpark.
So they like got you mid doing it or what?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, sorry, Dan.
We're in the midst, and I looked up, and there was a security guy looking at me, and I go, whoops.
I don't know how this happened.
We're like, I'll see myself out. No worries. Don't waste your time.
Well, he walked away, and then we devised a very horrible plan very quickly where I walked out first.
Nope, that never works. That never works, Dan.
Right.
Everyone knows.
Walked past security guard. He told me to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wife walked out a little bit later and acted and said, I never want to see you again or never call me. And she stormed away. Bad plan.
Good for her.
Okay.
No, she got away. That sounds great.
Yeah,
she left. And then the police decided to join us, and they escorted me out of Miller Park.
Okay. Fair. At least no ticket or anything like that.
By the by, it's always funny, especially like in airplane situations when people are like, you leave first, and then I'll come out. Everyone knows.
Everyone knows, yeah.
Everybody knows.
Not fooling anybody there.
Thanks, Dan.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Aaron in Milwaukee. Hi, Aaron. Where did you get kicked out of that wasn't a bar?
Well, I hope this still counts. It was a strip club I got kicked out of.
Of course it
counts. In my early 20s.
What was the reason for it, Aaron?
Well, me and a cousin of mine, we stopped in there just to grab a beer. It was midday show. A girl was on stage, but we sat at the bar. And, you know, just because we weren't there for the show, we were there just to stop and have a beer. And we're both on our phone. And after the girl was done with her set, she came over, tried to make a conversation. And we're trying to be polite, but still kind of like letting her know that we weren't watching. And the end all be all, she goes, oh, you guys don't want a tip? And I've been sitting here talking, like we've been looking at our phone and drinking our beer. We're just trying to kill 20, 30 minutes. And she goes, oh, well, that's probably because you guys are broke. You only had enough for one beer. Well, unbeknownst to her, we were going to be going to do some laundry at the laundromat. So instead of making it rain, I made it hailstorm. And then security quickly escorted me out.
bunch of quarters.
I'm not here for the midday show, ma'am. I've got clothes in the dryer.
Exactly. So I had more than enough for another beer, you know?
Maybe. Listen, Stormy. I'm just passing some time.
And maybe, yeah, you know, she's probably frustrated maybe with the midday show shift. Maybe it's
right.
not as
that
lucrative
shift sucks.
As the
yeah.
night shift.
Yeah.
I can understand that. But
yeah, I can imagine, yeah. And I don't know if I'm ever welcome back there. It was a hole-in-the-wall strip club.
Okay.
Needless to say, I won't be going back anyways.
Yeah.
Did you at least help her pick up all the quarters?
No, but she did pick up some of them as I was being hauled out of there by security.
Okay, sure. Everyone can use loose change. It's fine.
Good old midday shift.
I probably
shift.
Easily had about $5 in quarters in my pocket.
Yeah, she's
so.
Not going to let that go. It's middays.
It's a midday shift, man. It's a different animal.
Ah,
thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
Appreciate it.